could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, and if you have those agility questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here live from the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will definitely fall in love with. You can give it to them straight from the little packets, or you can pour it over their most horrible food, meaning that if they won't eat a certain brand or a certain chicken versus fish or something of that aspect, I do that. Get them to eat their food. I put the Vitacraft Lick and Lap over it, and the food is gone. So, it works in many ways. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? It don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
Come on, everybody.
He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. Love me like my darling, baby. When I come home, won't you to just go crazy?
You know, you can't. This song is amazing because of the fact that no matter what, your dog, your cat, your pet will love you.
Well, maybe not your cat.
My cats love me. They're always cuddling up with me.
Our cat
waits. No matter what.
Whenever somebody leaves, she goes and sits by the door and waits for them to come back. She's cute.
Now, that's that typical, like, non-cat person over there.
I am a cat person.
I know you're a cat person, but cats are loving.
They are, sometimes, but if you were to die in your house, as I tell you this all the time, they would eat you.
But your dog probably would, too, if it didn't have any food.
Yeah, that would be after days. Your cat would eat you immediately after it realized you had no pulse.
Do you know that from experience?
Yes.
Why? Because you're a nurse?
No. No, that's... I mean,
a scar on her ankle there?
Yeah.
Started
chewing.
I fell
asleep one time around my cat.
Well, I remember some stories that we did, and the cats ended up in the house, or the dog, and people have died. And then when somebody had found them, like, their toes were gone.
They have the nibbles on them.
Yeah, they were eaten off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I hope I haven't begun to rot if they need to eat me.
How'd we get on this road? But anyway, back on the song. I mean, animals don't look at you and go, oh, wow, you're so hot. Or, oh, you're not hot at all. Oh, your hair looks terrible today. Oh, where's your makeup? You know, they don't look at us and judge us, at least not that we know of.
He does have a line in there that says that he never tells me to get off the couch. I'm pretty sure the dog wants him to get off the couch sometimes to go for a walk.
Well, yeah.
My dogs look at me like, come on, let's go. Get off the couch. Let's go.
Well, your dog, Richard,
not
is...
Not Richard.
...is a consummate peer.
I can't
peer.
Stand him. He's so annoying.
But the thing is that just based on that song, though, I mean...
Yes, I love you unconditionally.
You kind of like would live with animals any day over people sometimes. Because, you know, animals, I mean, if you feed them, you walk them, take care of them unconditionally, they're basically, other than that, unconditionally, they love you. And they'll show it in different ways. Like, look at my shadow. During the entire show, when we were doing the show, all hours of the program, she is sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
She does not leave.
Nope.
And I'll tell you.
She wouldn't let me have my seat. Actually,
no.
When I got here.
Yep, she loves that chair.
Yep, she wants to be the one interviewing.
Yep, she was all prepared to just like, okay, she's all good in that
just
chair.
Ask me questions, Daddy. I'm right here ready to go.
Yep, she's a sweetheart, though. You know, you got to love your pets. I mean, it's great to have them around. And I could not, when I grew up with dogs and cats in our house with my parents and stuff. And there was one point where we started breeding beagles because we were avid hunters back then. And but I always had animals in my life, no matter what it was.
I wasn't allowed to have any animals.
Really?
Correct.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to have animals.
Not at all?
I had a fish, but it committed suicide, so I was pretty depressed.
Okay, I gotta ask. It jumped out of the bowl?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. So, but yeah, that happens sometimes. Did you have animals when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. I had a cat who we had for 18 years. I got him when I was like 2 or 3. His name was Kitty. I've had cats. I've had cats my whole life.
That was inventive.
I named it after my aunt's cat.
Kitty.
So actually, it was kind of because I loved my aunt's cat. And so I named it after her cat, who she had named Kitty. So there is a reason. I didn't just name it Kitty because I was 3. Like, I was 3 and I was like, oh, I really love my aunt's cat, whose name is Kitty. So I named it after that. He was mean. He was a mean cat. He hated everybody. He was a barn cat. He was born in a barn. And he loved my mom and hated everybody. And when we lived in California, we let him out. And he was like, he had no claws. So like, judge me all you want. But he had no claws. And he ran the neighborhood. Like, he died.
I'm judging.
Yeah. I mean, back in the 90s or whatever, it was like a thing to declaw your cat. So.
It was.
I'm not that young, John. I was born in the 1900s.
Were you?
Yeah, I was born in 1993.
Well, you were almost in the...
Nope, I'm still a millennial. Don't even try to put me in those Gen Zers.
I won't even tell you my year, but yeah, it's just, you know, I always grew up with animals, and I felt like it taught me to be responsible for one reason, because I always had to take care of them, but it also taught me to think with my heart. You know, and... My mom was a huge influence on my life. But I just enjoyed so much having pets because, you know, and this is the thing, and maybe because, Lexi, you have 2 kids, but I find that when mom or dad wasn't around or if I was going through something personal, I would talk to my dog or my cat as a kid. And it just took a lot of that pain away.
I had a cat that would come visit me. There was a place I would go when stuff wasn't right in the house, and I would go over there, and there was a white cat that used to come and sit with me.
They make a huge difference.
I don't know who he was, but he was there for me. That was pretty clear at the time.
Yeah, I mean, even though they don't talk back or answer you, it's just like it's a sounding board. And I think for all kids that's important. Because especially now in this day and age where there's so much craziness out there, even for children, you know, it is good to have someone that they can turn to, even if they don't talk back. So to have a dog or a cat, you know, in that aspect. But do you find with your kids, Lexi, that your kids, like, well, you got 2 kids and then a stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Do they actually, all 3 of them, do they adhere to the animals a lot?
Oh, I mean, they like them, but they... Carson wants the dog to play with him until the dog gets too rough, which he encourages, and then she scratches him or something. And Addie likes the dogs from a distance more than up in her face. Like, she likes little dogs. They like my mom's dog, which is a dachshund.
But you find time that they spend time with them.
Yeah, they do like the dogs enough. They're not, like, cute. They want a cat. They are more cat children than they are dogs, honestly. So I think that they would do a lot better with a cat than they do with the dog.
Well, you had a cat that got out due to a storm and everything, but...
I've never been able to replace him.
A friend of mine just had that same problem. The cat was gone for, like, 3 weeks. And they found it.
It's been about 6 years now. I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, probably not. Probably get adopted by somebody else.
I'm praying. That's what I hope.
Hopefully not a coyote.
Yes.
But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we would like to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401.
I'm Catherine Oxenberg with my pet, Heyoka, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air, if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
The musical group Human Nature. Back to the sound of Motown at the showroom at South Point. January 28th to the 30th. Tickets at the door. SouthPointCasino.com. By phone. 702-797-8055. Human Nature at the South Point.
It was just my imagination.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A pair of rowdy sea lions were caught on video chasing beachgoers at La Jolla Cove and causing panic on a crowded beach. A viral video shows the moment two sea lions charged through a crowd at La Jolla Cove over the weekend, sending people into a frenzy. But experts tell KGTV that sea mammals were not actually going after the beachgoers. The perception is that the sea lion is chasing after people, and that's not it at all. Eric Ogen, vice president of the zoological operations at SeaWorld San Diego, told KGTV. Southern California's beaches and coves may see an increase in sea lions from May through July as the animals enter breeding season, according to the Dolphin Research Center. They all have territories, and some of them don't have territories. So the smaller guy running through the crowd of people is the one looking for a spot to breed, Ogen said. And the bigger male that you see come in at the very end of that video is the one whose territory he is trying to take over. Robin Davinoff of the Sierra Club Seal Society told KGTV the sea lion's breeding season happens to coincide with the area's busiest tourist season, when the sea lions are often the main attraction at the beach. On Saturday, I was there. Four different tour buses stopped at different times and let off 50-plus people, who then came down, took their photos with the sea lions, and then after 20 minutes, left, Davidoff said. It's about getting the word out. You need to keep a distance. Ogen reminds people that there are federal protections for sea lions, with guidelines requiring people to stay 50 yards away from the animals. That's probably the biggest message we can get across right now, is give them some space. Let them do their thing. That way, the sea lions don't feel like they're trapped in by a bunch of people, and the people don't have to worry about panicking them trying to get out of the way. In a statement issued to KGTV, City of San Diego said the sea lions are protected under federal law via the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The La Jolla Parks and Beaches Association, a nonprofit that advises the City of San Diego on park issues, held a public meeting at the La Jolla Library Monday to discuss what could be done about the incidents between beachgoers and sea lions. The organization argues something needs to be done to prevent the sea lions from taking over the historical beach, which has been used for diving, surfing, swimming, and lounging for over a century, according to the KSWB. However, many students and activists showed up to the meeting demanding people leave the marine mammals alone and leave the cove, the KSWB reported. The board members then voted to send a letter to the San Diego City Council in support of continuing to let people have access to the cove after a lengthy discussion. In the letter, the KSWB reported the Parks and Beach Association asked for solutions to keep the sea lions out of the area to prevent more unwanted interactions. This latest incident comes nearly a year after another pair of sea lions were caught charging at a crowd. San Diego posted multiple signs in the area last year to warn visitors not to approach sea lions at the cove. The sign said, "Stay back, sea lion birthing area," and "Do not approach mothers or pups." Reporting, I'm Karen Vance.
It's a sea lion!
Seen that story yet on the otter
No.
So there's an otter out that way, and I don't know if it was in La Jolla or not. It might have been in the La Jolla area of San Diego, but I believe it was on the West Coast, where this otter actually was attacking surfers and their boards. And it would jump up on the boards and try to basically...
Surf.
Yeah.
Yes, I did actually see that. It was stealing it.
It was years ago that it was seen, and then all of a sudden it disappeared for about a year or two because they brought in, like, animal services or something like that. And then it disappeared. But then now it came back, and it came back with...
Baby.
Like a young one, yeah.
Aww.
A baby.
And so, and the both of them are after the boards. So
they're so cute.
But have you ever surfed?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think I ever would.
I think I'd probably kill myself. But... It's pretty cool to watch, though. I've seen dog surfing. Did you see the dogs?
The paddleboard thing where you stand up on it, but you're not going fast.
Oh, you're
surfing at a super slow speed.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I've never done that either, but I'd like to do that.
Yeah,
that's tricky. Too.
It fascinates me, though, that the dogs are able to do it, and they're able to stand on those boards, and they do quite well.
I think the skateboarding impresses me more than water surfing.
No, it's pretty amazing.
Because you can get hurt skateboarding, at least falling in the water, you just get wet.
Well, you can get hurt there, too.
Well, I know, but in general, you're just going to get wet.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, we are going to send you a gift. And you can go with, from Vitacraft, you can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Stick Treats for your cats. We do have from Good Pets Foods, you can go with the Daily Multivitamin. It's actually a vitamin supplement treat, so you can give them as treats. Daily Probiotic and Hip and Joint Plus. You'll get all three of those. You can go to Dog Book or a Cat Book. We have a Turtle Pendant. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's not me killing Karen. It's actually about reptiles. And it's a music CD. Or you can go with the collapsible water bowl, which we talked about. Comes in four different colors. Those are your choices. But we also do have a Easy Walk, no pull harness. It's for a 25 to 30 pound dog. So you could pick one of those if you can identify what creature makes this sound. Apparently a frightening creature. Actually, it's not that frightening. I actually like this creature, and the thing that I like most about it is its tail. They're actually found on the island of Madagascar.
Mm.
What creature makes this sound? 818-818-6401. You can pick out a gift if you can name... What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a shot at it. Not literally.
Sea lion, lion of the sea. Roar, 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 roar. Sea lion roars loudly.
Look at the sea lion. He's such a cute and chubby animal. He's roaring just like the lions on land.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
I'm Daisy Charlotte here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
A bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hens, or do you know that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Okay, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. So, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
A hog. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse, I gave you two shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again. We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left, Jesse. Give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't
know. No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla!
Very soon.
Gorilla!
Yeah! It's a gorilla! Yeah.
Tuesday, it was reported that a shark was euthanized after biting an employee at Blue Zoo at a roadside zoo located in a shopping mall in West Des Moines, Iowa. In response, Preston Moore, Iowa State Director of the Humane Society of the United States, issued the following statement. We are horrified but not surprised about this tragic event at Blue Zoo. This pathetic roadside zoo pads its bottom line by pushing cruel interactions with stressed wild animals who are treated like disposable toys. Business like these are Business like these are disastrous for animals and for people. Since opening in May, Blue Zoo has been cited by the USDA for violating the Animal Welfare Act after a guest jumped on a parakeet, stomping the bird to death. Now the facility has done the impossible by adding Iowa to the list of shark bite incidents. The Humane Society of the United States is calling on the city of West Des Moines to... West Des Moines, to immediately take action to close this horror show down and for the local police department to investigate this facility. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Look at this old giraffe. Every time I do it makes me laugh. Three legs and a crooked neck. He's like an African reject. All the birds are too fat to fly. And the hippo's only got one eye. But I had nothing better to do than to come to this stupid zoo. The elephants are getting old, and the polar bears hate the cold. Then I almost got attacked. Was it a llama or was it a yak? The laughing hyena's bout.
So, I gotta tell you, Lexi, when you were reading, I started laughing, I couldn't stop laughing. When you were reading that story and you had the Jaws music on, the camera, I moved the camera, and the camera was far away from you, and then all of a sudden, with the music, I swear it was going with the sound of the music, the camera got closer, 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 and then it, like, jumped on, and all you saw was your paper.
I know. I kept the paper up so that it wouldn't go to my face.
Hey, we're going to go out to Pasadena, California, and we're going to see if Mike knows what that is. Mike, do you know what makes that sound?
I do, based on your clues. At first I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to figure this out. But then you said, you love the tail, and it's from Madagascar. So my answer, it's a lemur.
Woo! My thing is an eye!
Congratulations! Yep. So you are right. Congrats.
All right.
And I do love their tail. I think the tail is awesome. What do you want to go with? We've got dog books, cat books. I've got the cat treats from Vitacraft. I've got the Good Pets Foods, daily multi, daily probiotic in the hip and joint plus treats. I've also got a turtle pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. The CDs from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood music CD. And I've got the collapsible water bowls from Talkin' Pets. What do you think?
I'm definitely going to go with the Vitacraft pet treats because my little kitty loves those.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to get you out. Do you want to go with the purr sticks or do you want to go with the lick and lap? The purr sticks.
The lick and lap, please.
Okay, you got that coming out to you. We're going to send that to you. Stay on the line and talk with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Pasadena and we'll get it out to you. That's Mike out there in Pasadena, California. Congratulations. And it was a...
It was a lemur.
I like lemurs. I think they're cool looking.
They are cool looking.
So... Sounds a little weird.
You're totally right. It sounded kind of scary.
It does,
for
actually.
Sure.
I
would be nervous if I heard that at night.
In a garage.
The echo, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But no, I would be nervous if I was walking down an alley or something and I heard that sound around me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But now that I know what it sounds like, I'd be like, there's a lemur in the
alley. There's a cute tail around here someplace.
That's nice. That there is. Hey, talking about Vitacraft and all, and the lick and lap treats, what I'd like to do is put this out there to somebody who wants to call and talk to Sydney, our producer there at CRN. We're going to send you out a case. A box, a case of treats, lick and lap treats, and that's going to go to a shelter or a rescue. So if you've got a shelter or rescue, maybe you adopted your kitty from there, or you visited it and you think they do a great job and the cats would like these treats, which I know they will, call, and we'll take the first one to call in with the address and phone number of the shelter or rescue in your area, and Vitacraft will send out a full case of lick and lap to that shelter or rescue. And they'll also put it in your name as well so that the rescue will know that it's coming from you. So call 818-818-6401. Just talk with Sydney and tell her you want to send a case of Vitacraft lick and lap to yada yada shelter or yada yada rescue, wherever you are in the country, and we'll send that out. Compliments of VitaCraft. So call now, and the first one to get through at Sydney, we'll send that out to you. 818-818-6401. And that otter, by the way, Larry on our on Facebook Live said that it was Santa Cruz is where that otter was, like, threatening the lives of innocent surfers. So it's not safe to go in the water. You'd be attacked by an otter.
When we first moved into our house that we live in now, so it was almost a year ago, there was an otter in my backyard. It was super cool. I haven't seen him since. But
I saw one on the highway. I ran onto the highway and then ran off.
They're so
I didn't
cute.
Think they could run.
Yeah. It was huge. It was big. That was a big otter.
Well, they don't exactly run.
Why don't they run? They run pretty good.
Well, they...
They're on land and water.
I know, but I mean, it's not like they have feet.
They do have feet.
Otters have feet. They have legs.
What are you thinking of?
Okay, I'm thinking of a
seal?
Shark?
Otter through...
I don't know what
otter
you're thinking
in the
of.
Water.
I mean, unless they were born without their feet, I don't know, but otters have feet.
Okay. I thought...
Show her a picture.
I
she's looking...
Hey, 818-818-6401.
The little whisker face, yes. Okay, they had the front feet. All righty.
No, they have back,
they have back feet, too.
That's a tail, I thought. Okay, they do have back feet. All right, I've got
like a weasel.
Girl, you need to get out more. How do you not know that an otter had... You know,
homeschooling.
Apparently. So, hey, 818-818-6401, somebody call in, and we're going to send out a case of VitaCraft Lick and Lap to a shelter or rescue near
you. Yeah, look
you.
Up your shelter. Quick, look up your shelter and give us a call.
Yeah, you know, the other day I was walking to meet some friends down in St. Petersburg, Florida, where I live, and I saw this girl pick up her bulldog, and this bulldog was bigger than the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And but she picked it up, and she carried it across the street. And all of a sudden, she took it over to a shady area, then put it down. And I automatically came out of my mouth. I was like, thank you for that. And she's like, it's just too hot.
Yep.
But it makes me wonder, though, people should not have their pets out during the hottest time of the day.
Well, at least she thought of it, though. I mean,
but she did carry them, so I give her credit on that.
100%.
But if you're walking your dog in that weather, too, and they stop... And they don't want to, and you're pulling on them. Don't pull on them. They don't want to go any further. It's too hot. So they're letting you know. I do like the booties, but it's hard to get, you know. Give me that piece of paper. Karen's sitting over there in her chair, and I constantly. I'm like.
It's important.
Darn, girl. First the legless otter, then playing with your paper. But I do like the booties, but it's hard to get them to get used to the, you know, wearing booties.
Yes.
So, I mean, cats even worse, trying to get them on them. But
I've often wondered why they didn't come up with some sort of a thick goop that dries fast. You know, just put a thick blob of something on the bottom of your... You could do it on bare feet of humans, too. You know, something that can wash off later. You know, like when you send you a credit card in the mail and it's stuck down with that gooey stuff. Just temporary.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Something thick that
I mean, it's an interesting concept, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If it would come off.
Yeah.
At the right time. I don't know. They'd really have to think about it. But that's an interesting concept, though. Something for someone to think about. Come up with gooey, gooey gop.
Gooey stuff to go on animal feet.
But bottom line,
temporary shoes.
Don't take the dog out during the mid part of the day. It's just way too hot. I mean, we all know that. The temperatures are just crazy. And, you know, and not only that, you know, dehydration sets in pretty easily. So make sure you have enough water with you when you're walking, as well as when your dog is walking with you. So, and if you see a cat out there and it may be feral, you know, get a bottle of water and pour
give
it
in. Some water, too.
Yeah,
yes.
They need it. So, hey, by the way, somebody call, speak with Sydney, and we're going to send a full case of Lick and Lap by VitaCraft out to a rescue or shelter of your choice.
Full case.
Call now, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as 4 generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. Hi, I'm Bob Page, and this call falls into the category of don't try this at home.
Shirley in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, Shirley, how you doing? Welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I hope you can help me. We live on a canal in Fort Lauderdale, and we have been visited every afternoon by a huge iguana. It's about, from tip of tail to nose, about 4 feet. It scares me, and I don't know what to do about it.
Are you sure it's an iguana? Could it be an alligator?
No, it's not an alligator.
Okay, it's definitely an iguana.
I don't think they're walking around my patio.
Iguanas are not naturally aggressive, but what you can do is you can call animal control, and animal control should be able to come and pick the iguana up.
That's your only suggestion? Because I'm sure by the time they get out here, they're not going to find him.
Well, unless you want to catch him.
I can see poor Shirley running through the swamps out there.
I'm sorry?
Now, you don't feed him or anything, right?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
What you can try and do is, if you can get help, is you can try and throw maybe a sheet over him.
And wrestle him to the ground. Go, Shirley, go.
Well, he's just looking for, he's not going to hurt you or anyone else. He's just looking for a place to sun himself.
That's really nice, but my foot is full. How about him going somewhere else? I guess he's a beautiful specimen.
He probably got away from somebody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like alligators being flushed down the toilet in New York. You know, they end up in the sewers. Well, iguanas the same way in Florida. You know, they let them go, they can survive. That's a great call. Shirley out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, the iguana out there sunning himself.
For Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
I actually have an interesting story about animal control. So while we've been away, while we were away this weekend, this like pit mix ended up coming to my mom's house, and my uncle lives with my mom. And so he ends up like texting my mom and sends this picture. Very sweet dog. He said it was very cute. He gave her some water and a little bit of food because my mom does have a dog. So he gave her, because he could tell that she was so thirsty and hungry. And so he calls animal control to try and see like if they can come and get this dog, because he doesn't know what else to do with it. My mom has a small dog, and so just to be safe. And they said, okay, yeah, we'll be there in 4 to 5 days, which is crazy. I'm like, well, there you go, 4 to 5 days. Like, then you just have to like watch the dog for like 4 to 5 days, hope maybe put up some flyers, post a picture on Facebook, hopefully it goes around and they'll find the dog. But it was just like,
that's like calling 911 and you get a busy signal, or you call 911
and they'll be like, we'll be there eventually.
Yeah, it's like,
like,
yeah,
don't worry, we'll be there eventually.
Deal with the murderer in your home and we'll be there tomorrow.
Hopefully the fire doesn't burn down your house, we're on a lunch break. Like,
it is very strange, though. I mean, I had the same kind of thing. I had a rattlesnake in my pool, and I didn't want to mess with it. And I called animal services, and they said, well, we'll come out. It may take a little while, but it's going to cost you $150. And I was like, to take a snake out of my pool? I was like, no. So yeah. My neighbor and I took clippers to it. So
clippers? What do you mean you took clippers to it?
Took its head off.
Oh, my God.
It was a rattlesnake in my pool.
You're going to cut the rattle off and let the rest of the snake go.
I mean, they're venomous not only to me, but also to pets and everything else. So, and you know, my cats go out to my pool area and it's caged. But
yeah,
snakes,
really.
They get in there.
How it got in there is another story.
So, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, there's certain animals that I don't want to release. I mean, if I see a black snake or anything like that, I grab it and throw it out in the yard because they're fine. But, you know, if it's a venomous snake, yeah, they could do a lot of damage. So, but not a bad word for animal services. It's just maybe they need to hire more people.
Yeah, and who knows how many things they have, like, going on and, like, where are they going to bring it? And I know that our shelters are really overflowed. So it's like, where are they going to bring the dog?
There's been a disease that's caused them to sort of shut down.
I'm just going to keep this up right here. Oh, ha ha! The camera. Whoops.
Lexi just destroyed our Facebook camera.
She's ruining the studio here.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the thing is that you got to be very careful on what ends up in your yard or what's around. Because, you know, there are animals like the bufu toad. Those are very toxic to dogs, especially if a dog or a cat licks it. Not a good thing. So make sure do your homework and know what's around, and basically
Lizard.
Make sure you know what it is that you're talking about or what it is. Like, you know, and make sure when you see an otter that you know it's an otter and not a seal. Because a seal doesn't have legs. But an otter has four of them, usually. Karen, that's your lesson for today. But, hey, and by the way, also, too, again, the weather is just way too hot out there. Don't let your pets out during the mid part of the day. And if you do, make sure they're out in grass. The other thing, too, with all the wildfires that are going on around the country and all, make sure. And we're in that season where it's not even the season anymore. It's just life itself that you want to make sure you're prepared for any type of an emergency. So, I mean, make sure you got your pets' carriers. Make sure they're used to getting into it. I found one thing that works great for me and my cats. If I'm in a hurry and I got to get them in carriers, I put the carriers in my bathroom, and then I lure my cats into the bathroom. And I'll tell you, I can get the cat in the carrier within seconds versus a half hour to an hour when it runs underneath the bed or something like that. So think before it actually happens, because you never know if a hurricane's coming, a tornado's coming, wildfires are out there. And if you have to leave in a hurry, you want to make sure that you have all your boxes checked before that incident actually happens.
We have our cat before we get the carrier down, and that way the cat hasn't seen it by the time she's already in our arms.
Well, a good thing, too, with the carriers is actually if you've got a cat that's afraid of carriers, leave the carrier out for a while, especially if you know something's coming.
Yeah.
You know, or if you have the space to do it, leave the carrier someplace in the house where, you know, maybe the laundry room, if you have a big laundry room, I envy you if you do, where you can put it there on the floor and let your cat see it and get used to it. Put some treats in there or a choice.
I was going to say, get some treats, get some Lick and Lap
there
by Vitacraft and squirt it in there. The cat will love it.
Or you can go with the purr sticks, break them apart and put them in.
She actually likes her carrier. It's what gets her away from the groomer who's cutting her nails.
Actually, get him in and then you can't get him out afterwards. Gotta like shake the crate.
When he's through cutting her nails, she just zooms right back in on her own.
Hey, a big thanks out there to Larry. Larry called, and we're sending out a case of Lick and Lap to Hitchcock Road Animal Services in Salinas, California.
Way to go, Larry.
And spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. For myself, John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.